Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good morning. We're going to share a very brief word this morning. We're going to look very briefly at Numbers chapter 28, verses 11 to 14. And it's really just going to be a jumping off passage, so bear with me, please. Numbers chapter 28, verses 11 to 14. And I'm going to begin reading. It's talking about monthly offerings in the Old Testament context. And it says, on the first of every month, present to the Lord a burnt offering of two young bulls, one ram and seven male lambs a year old, all without defect. With each bull, there is to be a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah, a fine flour mixed with oil with the ram, a grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, and with each lamb, a grain offering of 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with the oil. There is for a burnt offering a pleasing aroma, an offering made to the Lord by fire. With each bull, there is to be a drink offering of half a hin of wine. With the ram, a third of a hin, and with each lamb, a quarter of a hin. This is the monthly burnt offering to be made at each new moon during the year. Our topic for this brief word this morning is yesterday's tomorrow. Yesterday's tomorrow. And this passage that I share is really just a jumping off point. What we're going to share in some respects almost has nothing to do with this passage, but this is the passage that began the thought process, if you will. This passage talks about an Old Testament context in which some offerings were being required to make, and we won't dwell on that specifically, but there was a lot of comments here about certain things they're supposed to do, and there's different words which are used in terms of an ephah of this, a hin of that, and in our modern speech we're like, what the heck is an ephah and what the heck is a hin? But obviously in the Old Testament times there were different measures which were used, capacity, and ephah was a measure of capacity, which today would be equal to about 3/5 of a barrel, or about 22 liters. A hin was a liquid capacity, which is actually 1/6 of a bath. A hin is about 4 quarts today, and a bath is about 6 gallons. So we have all this terminology which refers to units of measure. And that made me think about, interesting enough, in my youth, I can recall when I was in elementary school, they were preparing us to actually change units of measure. We were in the American or British system, and they were preparing us to move to the metric system. And it's all this, okay, you're going to use this and that. And it's funny because after all that preparation, because the American metric system, the American system of weights and measures is going to go away, in the next couple of years we're going to be using metric. Interestingly enough, after all that preparation, it never really happened. We're still using the American system. And that made me think, it's like, wow, when I was back in that time, they were saying, in tomorrow, the British system, American system will be gone, and the metric system will be used, and it'll just be a matter of a couple of years. And that was many, many years ago. And so, in the past, what was predicted didn't happen. So, When I was looking forward in yesterday, looking forward to the tomorrow day, it didn't take place as planned. And that's kind of the theme of my comments, is that it's interesting that sometimes yesterday's tomorrow does not come as planned. So it's this whole concept of yesterday's tomorrow, or the future, and things that we envision do not always happen as planned. And that made me think about other areas of our life in which yesterday's tomorrow does not come about as planned. Maybe in your marriage, in your job, in your children, in your church, in your finances, in your business, in your career, in your health. Yesterday's tomorrow somehow does not come about as planned. So yesterday's tomorrow sometimes does not materialize sometimes does not show up, sometimes does not follow the obvious script, sometimes does not play out according to what seemed to be a sure thing. So the question which life sometimes asks us is, what do we do when yesterday's tomorrow doesn't come? What do we do when yesterday's tomorrow doesn't come? And in fact, there's some specific questions under that. To whom does this type of thing happen? A change in yesterday's tomorrow. That's the first question. And the second question is, what do we do about it? So in terms of the first question, to whom does this happen? Yesterday's tomorrow doesn't occur. And the question is?
Everyone.
Everyone. The answer is everyone. Matthew chapter 5, 45 in the King James Version says, the rain, which is usually an unexpected situation, we're planning for the sun. Ooh, we're going to have a good time because the sun's going to shine. Well, maybe not so. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, the King James says, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So sometimes you say, oh, praise God, when I get saved, my life is going to be a bowl of cherries. It's going to always sunshine and never rain will fall on my doorstep. I hate to tell you, but it may not be so. The Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So in terms of the question, to whom is this going to happen? The answer is all of us. But then the second question is, okay, so if that's going to happen, what do we do when this happens? What do we do when yesterday's tomorrow doesn't come? Several things. First of all, examine your life and your relationships. Examine your life and your relationships. Sometimes it's a sin or an offense against God or against your fellow man, which causes things to change, causes outcomes to change, may disqualify us for some things which were promised. And Psalm chapter 66, verse 18 says, a scripture we're familiar with, says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. So sometimes we need to examine our life and relationships and take corrective action. Point one. Point two, sometimes we need to examine our tactics and strategies. We may be trying to do a good thing, but trying to do it in a bad way. So we need to understand, how do I need to go about this? And so the way you thought you should do something, that may have been a bad plan, my brother or my sister. You may need a different strategy. And so take stock, examine, and take corrective action in regards to that strategy or that tactic. The next thing, which may be an area, is examine your execution. Maybe it was a wonderful plan, maybe it was a wonderful strategy, but you didn't execute it well. The biblical example which comes to mind, of course, is in the Old Testament, Saul was in a battle and was told by the prophet to do certain things, and go out and win the battle and then kill all the animals and bring back this and that. And Saul said, yeah, got the plan, got the strategy, I got it. And then at the end of the day, when the prophet came back to examine, okay, did you execute the plan? Yes, to the letter. You execute the plan, yes. You killed all the animals, yes. Well, what then is this bleeding of sheep I hear? Man, what is that? If you killed all the animals. Oh, good point, Mr. Prophet, sir. So the plan and strategy may have been excellent, but you may not have executed according to the plan. So you need to check that and take corrective action. The next thing is that you need to recognize that sometimes you may have to wait for another season. You thought the tomorrow, the future would come at a certain time, but you didn't have an accurate assessment of what time. And so you thought it's going to be shorter, well, maybe it's going to be a little longer. You thought it would be longer, well, maybe it's going to be a little shorter. So sometimes you have to wait for the appropriate season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which I won't go into, talks about all the different seasons. And we'll explore this topic of wait at another time. But finally, at the end of the day, you need to, when your yesterday's tomorrow does not come, you need to praise God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for good for them that love God, for them who are called according to his purpose. Jeremiah 29 says, I know the plans I have for you. Yes. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Trust in God. Praise him. Yes, examine your life and your relationships. Yes, examine the tactics and strategies. Yes, examine your execution. Yes, recognize that sometimes you may have to wait for another season. But in the final analysis, if you do all these things and you still don't understand or see, or things still aren't going the way perhaps you would want them to go, praise God, give him thanks, for he is God.
Amen.
Be blessed. 1, 2, 3.
Jubilee!